You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 2pm with Gary Capewell, James Millman and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Good Wednesday to look forward to as well, with day one of the Dante meeting at York. We've also got Newcastle and Kempton in the afternoon, Bath and Perth in the evening, and racing over in Ireland as well from there. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. John Babb. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to the second day of the 2-day festival for me.
Yes, it's a good old week, isn't it? We've got the Dante meeting at York, we've got the Lockinge at the weekend, a few more classic clues along the way this week as well. Yeah. It's a good week.
Obviously, it does take a while for the flat season to warm up, but you know, this year I think it worked out. It was May the 2nd, I think, Newt the Guineas, and basically it started in May, not in March.
Yeah. We're going to look at some of the action at York as well. John's going to look at the first four races on the card for us. But before we get to that, just a little bit of a chat about some of the news. I see John Gosden's confirmed that Jazzy Top's going to go in the Oaks. So I'll just spin you through the betting there. Legatissimo is the 7-2 market leader, 5-1 for Found. Diamonds and Rubies is sixes, nines for Star of Seville, who we'll find out more about on Wednesday. Beautiful Romance is 12-1 with Jazzy Top, and 14s or bigger for the others. How do you see the Oaks picture at the minute, John?
Well, it's typical of many years. It's a very open, and that's just the nature of Philly's middle distance, three-year-old, this type, very early in the season. Still a lot of cards to be played. I can understand why, winning the race there, the Tween Hills race at the Guineas meeting. The form there, you look at Amaze Me of Nick Limpedon finishing third, and Namrud of James Tate's had a lot to find on the book, although it does look a nice type in fourth. Quick and Well, sort of two out, Jazzy Top, and looked a nice type. Would have to improve again, I think, for the Oaks, but she's entitled to. And if anybody's going to know about placing horses, it'd be John Gosden. I think if he thinks that she's of that standard, he wouldn't be contemplating making these statements, and she's got to be a worthy contender, because it is a very open affair. But obviously, you know, the Guineas winner surprised people, winning over a mile. She's a worthy favourite. But it's the sort of race, the Oaks, where I'm never surprised in that event if something wins at about 20-25 to 1 on the day, and he's just a very, very good horse at a mile and a half, and a lot better than the people have expected.
Yeah. Could you take encouragement the fact that he did the same kind of route last year with Tegruder?
Yeah,
similar fillies, really.
No, they're not really, and I think dogs were barking Tegruder being really top class before he even ran. I don't think this was quite the same with Jazzy Top, but I think just Jazzy Top was probably taken on the day, and obviously Frankie and John Gosden have probably thought that, you know, the horse is worth a shot. Comparing with Tegruder, I don't think that'd be a fair comparison.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Different year, different horses. You know, I think every year's different.
Yeah, and Tegruder was something a little bit special as well, wasn't she? So I suppose that would be unfair. Bit of other news to talk about before we move on to action at York on Wednesday. Godolphin have bought a pretty eye-catching performer so far in the shape of Logout Island. Made an impressive debut, John. Don't know how much they've paid.
Never find out with their deals, but I think the two, certainly this side of the sea, I would say the two most impressive two-year-old races I've seen so far have both been at Ascot. Obviously, the William Haggis winner last week and Logout Island at the previous Ascot meeting. Both very, very impressive on the eye. Must be a contender for the Coventry, you would think. There hasn't, you know, where are we, 4 weeks away? There's probably plenty of two-year-old races every week, though. There's more going to come out of the woodwork in the next 2 or 3 weeks. You know, it's no stone-cold certainty. But obviously the horse ran to a very high level, cruised very well through the race. It's a benefit that the race is at Ascot as well. Obviously with a track that it's already won at. And it's in good hands, isn't it, Richard Hannon? To be fair, if anybody knows how to win two-year-old races at the Royal meeting, it's him. So, yeah, it looks a good buy, but... Well, it depends what the price was, but like somebody said to me, however much sense Sheikh Mohammed has got, he's always got more money than sense.
Anything else got you around the news, John, before we move on?
No, not particularly, I don't think.
No.
Not the same interest on a racing podcast, anyway.
Right, in that case, we'll move on and we'll get John's best bets for the first four races at York on Wednesday.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then we're going to look ahead to the first four on day one of the Dante meeting at York. We start in the 210, which is a Class 2 handicap over a mile and a quarter. We've got a big field here, John. I suppose a lot of people will be attracted to Marsu, but what do you make of the race?
Well, you've got to be attracted to the horse. I mean, it was very interesting for before he even ran at Newbury, just the fact that John Gosden keeping a horse of this nature at the age of four in training. I mean, obviously, classics are out the way by then. What is the horse going to actually do? He's got to be thinking it's a group horse, and it ran off. It was running off 89. Similar horse in that particular race was Andrew Balding's Field of Fame, who coincidentally runs in tomorrow's race as well. Nancy from Nairobi's come out of the race and ran okay on Saturday, but Marsoub's gone from 89 to 97, still below what you'd expect from a listed pattern class performer. Only one by a neck, but I think there's more to come. The only thing that you've got a problem with tomorrow is the draw. But if you look at last year's race, it was also won what has subsequently turned out to be a group performer with Clever Cookie, who was drawn 18. And we've had a bit of rain at York, although it is the first race of the meeting. I don't think it'll probably be too harmful to be a little bit wide, especially as the meeting goes on. But like I said, this is the first race of the day. But when you look down this card, there's a fair few exposed horses in amongst. It looks like a big field when you start 20 runners, but there must be there's a fair few of those looking at the likes of Marsoum and Field of Fame and thinking, well, we haven't got much in hand of our mark. We're in a small band where we are sort of around about the mark in the 90s, where you've got two horses here that could easily be 100 horse. And I'll stick with Marsoum, the one that won to confirm the form, in the belief that I would say that there's probably another good handicap possibly at the Royal meeting, and I wouldn't be surprised if this horse was running in a group race before the end of the season.
Okay, Marsoub then in the opening race. The second race is the 240 at York. This is another handicap, another Class 2 handicap. This time it's over six furlongs, 20 of them sprinting on the Knavesmire, John. Not the easiest task to figure out.
No, it isn't, and obviously the draw would have some consequence in this, but I generally like horses drawn down the middle. I've always thought it's a bit of an arrowhead course. The horses drawn against the stands rail, they do on very odd occasions have it their way, but most of the time they're just a little bit drawn out of it and struggling wide. And horses like that, the Jamaican Bolt, I suppose he's fairly high, and he ran a couple of days ago. I think he'll benefit from going back to sprinting. But the one that caught the eye first time out this season, and it looks as though, to be honest, he was just having a little exercise warm-up for this meeting, was Mass Rally, who ran at Pontefract behind Outdo. And it just looked like a warm-up exercise. The horse was drawn okay there. He wasn't drawn particularly high, but it didn't have the hardest of races. It was a decent race for Pontefract. It was 12.5 grand worth of the winner handicap. And I think Mass Rally will get the perfect run into the race tomorrow. The Michael Dodds team are going well. And he's always been a decent York horse. Paul Mulrennan riding probably as well as he's ever ridden. He'll do for me, Mass Rally. Well, you just touched on beforehand, as well, the horse that caught my eye when I was looking through the declarations for this was a Kickboxer. When you talk about a horse being purchased by Godolphin, Mick Shannon, yeah. Up until now, and yeah. All of a sudden there's no sales record for him. He's not run anywhere since, and he's turned up with Godolphin. just an unusual one to keep your eye on. So, I don't know.
Yeah, keep an eye on that, because like I say, it's interesting, but Mass Rally loves it at York.
Yeah, I think he'll give you a run each way.
Okay. The 3:15 at York is the Duke of York Clipper Logistics Stakes, a Group 2 over six furlongs. It's for the three-year-olds and older. We've got 15 of them in the lineup here. We do have betting on site as well, and 5-1 co-favourites of three with Astaire, Muthmere and Nadir all at 5-1. It's 11-2 for Lightning Moon. Lucky Cristalli's 12s, 14s for Aitner and Matt Moon, 16-1. Or bigger for the others, as the betting suggests there, John. Quite an open contest.
Yeah, it's what price did you say Lucky Cristal was?
Lucky Cristal is 12-1.
Oh, was, oh, sorry, it is. Oh, she, as we speak, 12-1. My only concern with her is ground, really. I thought it was a very eye-catching return to the track for George Morgeson's filly behind Astaire at Newmarket. Didn't really get the run of the race at all. Had to be switched very wide with the Tom Queeley. And once the chance had gone, wasn't really knocked about. Was only beaten four lengths. Looked like it had come on for the run. But just wonder whether the ground might just be a little bit on the slow side for her. But it's one of these that punters are going to have to gauge a little bit tomorrow. Obviously, she's won at York on her previous visit here last year in a Group 2. You know, a Group 2 winner. She's 103 rated running in this race. Running against the males, I don't think that's too much of a worry. Kasper Netscher at the top there, he's carrying a penalty. Then you've got horses, really, that are sort of flitting between handicaps, the likes of Jack Dexter, Glass Office. They're sort of handicap, sort of listed type performers, really. I don't think it doesn't look the strongest renewal of this, to be honest, looking at it. Line of Reason, another one who'd fall into that sort of handicap sort of category for me. So I'll be happy, sort of hoping that the weather that we're seeing here tomorrow, I don't know what the forecast is for tomorrow, but it's quite a sunny, windy day. You'd expect it to be drying out there. And I'll go for Lucky Crystal.
Okay, Lucky Crystal. And well, hope it dries out a little bit there. Then the 3:45 at York is where we finish. This is the Musidora Stakes, which is a fillies Group 3, over a mile and a quarter. This one's for the 3-year-olds. We've got five of them in the lineup. And Star of Seville is the 5-6 favourite. 13-8 for Together Forever. 7-1 for Pandora. La Dorotea is 20s and 25-1 for Amaze Me. Priced up as a match, John. Do you see that way yourself?
Well, yeah, you've got to, really. I mean, obviously, Star of Seville made a big impression at Newbury when she won there. Right? But again, this is a step up again from a conditions race. But then Together Forever, to be doing it the other side of the water there. But at least she's running listed and group company, won a Group 1. I'd probably rather go with that group form, to be honest. Than John Gosden's, just because the form's there in the book. But you've got to take it on trust that the horse has progressed from the age of 2 to the age of 3. So, but got fantastic breeding. Galileo had a theatrical mare. There's no reason. I don't think they'd be bringing the horse across the waters, related to Lord Shanakil, and just a top-class pedigree. I'd prefer Together Forever, just have the proven pattern class form, to be honest.
Okay.
Do we have prices on that one already or not?
Yes. Star of Seville 5-6, Together Forever 13-8.
Yeah, I'm slightly surprised at that, I've got to be honest. I would have thought Together Forever would be favourite there.
Is it just a slight question mark that some of Aidan O'Brien's have needed a run this year? Although, like you said, they wouldn't be sending it over the water for no reason.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, the one got beat at Chester as well, that looked like it should have won, didn't quite finish its race off. And yeah, I guess so, but on official ratings, the other one's rated high. It's achieved more on the track for me. 13-8, 5 is quite wide apart. Even if the worst case scenario, I could have them joints. I couldn't bet Gosden's horse odds on.
Okay, let's have a quick summary then, John. If you'll spin us through your thoughts for York one more time.
Yeah, first race we'll go for Marsoub in the opening handicap for John Gosden. Second race we'll go for Mass Rally for Michael Dodds in the sprint handicap. We'll take a little chance with Lucky Crystal, George Morgeson's filly, although slight concern about draw and ground, but very eye-catching behind a stare at Newmarket. And we'll go for Together Forever with the proven pattern class form to beat Star of Seville in the Musidora.
Superb. Thank you very much, John. Good luck and enjoy it on Wednesday. So there you go, the thoughts of John Babb on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 2 p.m. with Gary Capewell, James Millman and Craig Forsyth in the studio. We've got day one of the Dante meeting at York. We've also got Newcastle and Kempton in the afternoon. Bath and Perth will provide the action in the evening. And we've got racing over in Ireland from there. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.